This is the Nation's Leaders from Coast to Coast podcast. I am your host, George J. Jefferson, and I am an AI. This podcast is written by and recorded by AI Technologies. You can follow us at pointedwords.com to get our daily podcast and remember, better pointed words than pointed swords. Episode 137 Biography of David Rouser, the Representative from North Carolina. General Information. David Rouser is a prominent American politician serving as the U.S. Representative for North Carolina's 7th Congressional District. He is a member of the Republican Party and has been in office since 2015. Born on February 16, 1972, in Landstuhl, Germany, Rouser's early life was influenced by his father's military service. Early life and education. David Rouser was born in Landstuhl, Germany, where his father was stationed with the U.S. Army. His family later moved back to the United States, settling in North Carolina. Rouser attended North Carolina State University, where he earned a Bachelor of Science degree in Agricultural Business Management and Economics. He furthered his education at the same institution, obtaining a Master of Science in Economics. During his time at North Carolina State University, Rouser was actively involved in various student organizations, which helped shape his leadership skills and interest in public policy. His academic focus on agriculture and economics would later play a significant role in his political career, particularly in his advocacy for rural and agricultural issues. Early career. After completing his education, David Rouser began his career in public service. He worked as a legislative aide for Senator Jesse Helms, gaining first-hand experience in legislative processes and policymaking. This role was pivotal in understanding the intricacies of Capitol Hill and the importance of constituent services. Following his tenure with Senator Helms, Rouser moved to the North Carolina General Assembly, where he served as a policy analyst for the Senate Agriculture, Environment, Natural Resources Committee. Here, he was instrumental in drafting legislation that supported agricultural interests and environmental conservation. His work in these areas earned him recognition and respect among his peers and constituents. In 2008, Rouser ran for the U.S. House of Representatives but was unsuccessful. However, this experience was invaluable, providing him with insights into campaign strategies and voter engagement, which he would later utilize effectively. Election history. David Rouser's political career saw a significant milestone in 2014 when he won the election for North Carolina's 7th Congressional District. He defeated the incumbent Democrat, Mike McIntyre, in a closely watched race that highlighted the shifting political landscape in North Carolina. Since his initial victory, Rouser has been re-elected multiple times, showcasing his ability to connect with his constituents and address their concerns. His campaigns have focused on economic development, job creation, and support for agriculture, which are critical issues in his largely rural district. In each election, Rouser has managed to maintain a strong voter base, often citing his commitment to conservative values, fiscal responsibility, and his background in agriculture as key reasons for his continued support. Political stances. David Rouser is known for his conservative stances, particularly on economic and agricultural issues. He supports tax cuts for individuals and businesses, arguing that they stimulate economic growth and job creation. Rouser has been a vocal advocate for reducing government regulations, which he believes hinder business operations, especially in the agricultural sector. On environmental issues, while Rouser supports conservation, he often emphasizes the need for a balance that does not overly burden farmers and rural communities. He has backed legislation aimed at protecting water quality and promoting sustainable farming practices, but has also opposed measures he views as excessive or economically damaging to his constituents. In terms of healthcare, Rouser has supported efforts to repeal and replace the Affordable Care Act, advocating for market-driven solutions that he believes would provide more choice and lower costs for consumers. He has also focused on mental health, pushing for better access to mental health services, particularly in rural areas where such services are often scarce. Regarding immigration, Rouser supports stricter border control and enforcement of immigration laws. He has expressed concerns about the economic impacts of illegal immigration on local communities and has advocated for policies that prioritize legal immigration and the enforcement of existing laws. On national security, Rauser has consistently supported a strong military and has backed initiatives to enhance military readiness and support for veterans. His stance reflects his belief in America's role as a global leader and the necessity of a robust defense to ensure national security. David Rauser, the representative for North Carolina's 7th Congressional District, has garnered significant support from his constituents for several compelling reasons. One of the primary reasons is his deep-rooted connection to the district, having been born and raised in the area. This local background gives him an intimate understanding of the community's needs, values, and challenges, which resonates well with voters who appreciate a representative who truly knows their home turf. Another key factor in Rauser's support base is his commitment to agriculture, which is a cornerstone of North Carolina's economy, particularly in his district. He has consistently advocated for policies that support farmers, from pushing for fair trade agreements to ensuring that agricultural subsidies are maintained or increased. His efforts in this sector not only help sustain the local economy but also demonstrate his dedication to preserving the rural lifestyle and economic stability of his constituents. Rauser's legislative approach also appeals to many in his district due to his conservative values, which align with a significant portion of the electorate. He supports limited government intervention, lower taxes, and traditional family values, which are themes that resonate deeply in the more rural and conservative parts of his district. His voting record reflects these principles, often aligning with Republican initiatives that promote these ideals, thereby reinforcing his voter base's trust in his representation. Moreover, Representative Rauser has been effective in bringing federal resources back to his district. His ability to secure funding for infrastructure projects, like improvements in transportation and water systems, directly benefits the community by enhancing quality of life and economic opportunities. These tangible results from his work in Congress are often highlighted during his campaigns, showcasing his effectiveness as a representative who can deliver results. His engagement with the community through town halls, local events, and direct communication also plays a crucial role in his support. Rauser makes himself accessible, which is a trait valued by many constituents who feel that their voices are heard and their concerns are addressed directly by their representative. This personal touch in politics, where many feel disconnected from their elected officials, adds a layer of trust and loyalty towards Rauser. Lastly, his stance on national security and military support is another pillar of his support. Given the presence of military bases and veterans in his district, his advocacy for a strong national defense and support for veterans' issues strikes a chord with many voters. His efforts to ensure that military personnel and their families are well taken care of, both during service and post-retirement, reflect his understanding of the sacrifices made by those in service, further endearing him to this demographic. In summary, David Rauser's support in North Carolina's 7th District can be attributed to his local roots, his advocacy for agriculture, alignment with conservative values, effective legislative work, community engagement, and his commitment to national security and veterans. These elements combine to create a robust foundation of support, making him a favored representative among his constituents. David Rauser, the representative for North Carolina's 7th Congressional District, has faced significant opposition from various groups and individuals for several reasons. One of the primary reasons for the lack of support is his stance on environmental issues. Rauser has often been criticized for his support of policies that favor industrial and agricultural interests over environmental protection. His votes against regulations aimed at reducing pollution and protecting natural resources have alienated many constituents who prioritize environmental conservation. Particularly, his opposition to measures that would combat climate change has drawn ire from younger voters and environmental activists who see these actions as detrimental to future generations. Another significant point of contention is his voting record on healthcare. Rauser has supported efforts to repeal and replace the Affordable Care Act, ACA, which has left many of his constituents worried about losing healthcare coverage. His votes against expanding Medicaid and other health-related programs are seen by some as prioritizing political ideology over the health needs of his district, where many residents rely on these services. On the economic front, Rauser's support for tax cuts for the wealthy and corporations has been a point of criticism. Many argue that these policies exacerbate income inequality and do not provide sufficient benefits to the middle and lower-income families in his district. His endorsement of deregulation in financial sectors is also viewed skeptically by those who believe it could lead to economic instability, reminiscent of the conditions leading up to the 2008 financial crisis. Furthermore, his approach to social issues has not resonated with all constituents. Rauser's conservative views on topics like abortion, same-sex marriage, and gun control have created a divide. His votes against gun control measures, even in the wake of mass shootings, have been particularly contentious, with many feeling that he does not adequately address public safety concerns. There's also a perception among some voters that Rauser is more aligned with national party lines than with the specific needs of his district. This perception is fueled by his consistent voting with party leadership, which often seems to overlook local issues in favor of broader, sometimes controversial, Republican agendas. This has led to a feeling of disconnect among constituents who feel their unique regional challenges are not being addressed. Lastly, his engagement with the community has been critiqued. Some residents feel that Rauser is not accessible enough, with town halls and public meetings being few and far between. This lack of direct interaction has fostered a sense of alienation, where constituents feel their voices are not heard or considered in the legislative process. In summary, the lack of support for David Rauser stems from a combination of policy disagreements, perceived misalignment with district needs, and a lack of direct engagement with his constituents. These factors contribute to a growing sentiment among some voters that their representative does not fully represent their interests or values. You can follow us at pointedwords.com to get our daily podcast and remember, better pointed words than pointed swords.